Hey, Jimmy, Rose Hill yesterday, this man had a terrific Booker ride. Sometimes it doesn't work out on the day, but for Andrew Adkins, it did yesterday. Two winners on two really nice horses, and he's been good enough to join us online. Andrew, good morning. Congratulations on the double. And if we can go straight into Royal Celebration, did you think he was going to run down Kateri there at the top of the straight?
Hey, good morning, guys. Look, it was a bit of a testing moment in the last 100, but look, when I straightened up, I knew I had a bit of a task ahead of me, but I was always very confident in the horse. I liked him a lot, but like I said, he had a task ahead of him, and he'd done a good job from the 400 to the 200, and I didn't know if he could keep the gallop up to be able to run him down over the last, 100 or so. And I'll tell you what, it was a very tough and gallant win by him, because not only was he carrying the top weight, but he was chasing a very hot tempo and horses with a light weight too, which didn't help. And I think his performance over more the last 150 was his best, I think, because he had to really dig deep and show his true ability.
What's going through your head, Andrew, when you're on the $2 favourite and you're chasing and you're 200 metres out from home and you've got that heavier weight on?
Well, it's not a good feeling. But, when I ride to Ron, and Ron's pretty easy with instructions, he just wants his horses in a rhythm and make sure they're travelling, and that's pretty much it. So from the get-go, I was sort of in a nice spot at the start, but when the tempo kept improving and kept that really crazy speed up, I had to find myself in an awkward spot where I was having to be a little bit too far back, but the horse was probably looking for a mile yesterday, really. So, look, I just had to do my job and get him to travel and be comfortable in the race, and that's where I was, and that was a spot, being back a little bit. So when I was coming to the turn, it wasn't a great feeling knowing I'd have to chase them and find them for a good furlong or so and do some hard chasing. So, like I said, it was a very gallant win by him to do something like that.
He's a gutsy colt, isn't he, Andrew? And, gee, he's got a decent record now. 7 starts, never missed a top 2 finish. He's won 3. A couple of the horses he's chased home in his races, the Autumn Sun and Gem Song, etc. So he's a really quality colt. He's almost racing at the wrong time of the year, Andrew.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Like you said, he's chased home some pretty handy gallopers, and, horses have gone on to really good bright futures as well. So, he's a really nice horse, and he's got the right nature to be a good horse too, because he's very relaxed and he's a very calm sort of horse, and that takes a colt a long way. So Ron's been very patient, and his owners, and they've been beautiful to keep me on him, and I ride him most days at track work, and when I'm not there, the good girl rides him work. So he's a very quiet horse, which helps a lot of things out.
Your other win was on the mare Dyslexic. We've already heard the replay of that. Fantastic win again. Had to work hard. Price drift on that one. So again, on a favourite there, Andrew, or near enough to favourite. Were you aware of those price movements before you go out and ride the mare?
No, I have no idea.
Right.
No idea. I thought she was a great chance. Obviously she was pretty good first up. Found herself in the worst part of the track, and I knew she was dropping back in grade, and only a small field. I was a bit worried. I spoke to Michael before the race. He asked me to be sort of third or fourth somewhere, but when I jumped out really, really well, and I couldn't see any speed in the race, so I was happy to have her in the lead. I just sort of rode her on my own horse only, not the race, but to make sure she was travelling at her best, and just to make sure I had that little bit up my sleeve for the last furlong, and that's the way it sort of worked out, and she was very strong for the line, and it was a very gallant win by her.
Yeah, that to me was the most impressive part, Andrew, because you had to lead. Coruscate, who's rock hard fit, stalked your mare all the way. Your mare was only second up, but she's rallied under pressure, and there's definitely better things in store for Dyslexic.
Yeah, exactly right. I think she could go into listed and group races at the right time of the year, and she's doing the right things, and she's another horse that's very quiet, and obviously she's got that little bit of bullish nature about her that, doesn't want to let anything pass her, and that's what she showed yesterday. And obviously the Hawks team have done a great job and with her, and to be able to get her running at that sort of second up is a good effort. And like I said, she was never letting them pass her yesterday.
Well, Andrew, fantastic work. Congratulations on the two wins. Appreciate your time this morning, and let's hope we're chatting again shortly.
Not a problem, guys. Thanks very much for having me on.